Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, I just texted her that.
What'd she say?
You're funny. A dead man.
I'll see you later.
Yeah,
I'll read this. Hey, it's the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Good morning.
Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil's over there.
What's up?
So we have a new expression now. Don't Jennifer the joke.
Yeah. And how's that going? Good?
And which that is, that means like you shoot it down like you're like skeet shooting.
Exactly. Pull. Bam.
Right.
Blow right out of the air.
Right.
Yep.
And Jennifer has the best sense of humor.
Yes.
Very funny. But right. There are times where I make a joke and then she'll come back at me and I'll say, you know, that was a joke.
Yes,
and then we
right
both
now.
Laugh.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm like, you're a skeet shooter.
Right.
And so Phil coined the term Jennifer the joke.
Jennifer the joke. Yeah.
So funny.
So I texted her, we have a new slogan for killing a joke. And she texted back, what is it? And I texted, you Jennifer the joke. And she wrote, great.
Now was she Jennifering that joke?
Now,
right
I don't
there with that
know.
Comment?
Now was it great?
We need to
in
know the tone.
Bold caps like great, or was it great?
Great.
Yeah, great. It was
great.
More like great.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So you're gonna have a great weekend.
Yeah. My weekend
depending
will
on
be
said.
Great.
Great.
Yeah, just blame me. I'll accept full responsibility for that.
Yeah.
One.
Maybe I'm. You know what?
We
if I get
do.
In a lot of trouble, I'll say Phil, send me a soundbite.
Right.
Yeah.
Play myself out.
Yeah, Johnny.
Wow, we had a great week of shows.
Great.
A lot of good stuff.
Great.
I heard a lot about your appearance on this show with Gary.
The pizza show, yeah.
The pizza show. Mm-hmm. But I never knew. You know, I never really thought, I should watch it.
Yeah, well, you know.
Until
been like a year.
Dave in the garbage truck called.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. You know, and he over-exaggerated. Honestly, you saw it. I was not talking the entire time.
Mm.
But they talked. It's like, oh, Gary barely got a chance to talk. Gary talked for about 10, 15 minutes before they went to us. Our segment
was on him.
3 minutes long. 3 minutes long. And that's when they were talking about the Blood, Sweat, and Gears Car Club. And we all spoke. They just chose those little spots of me talking.
Yeah, you were the best.
There.
So you just clipped them in.
Exactly. The guy was just like, man, you're like a party. He goes, we should do a show on you, which he might do sometime.
Right.
Oh.
Well, the laying on the car, like,
that was a
much.
Joke. I was doing it like the car models do. It's funny. It's all comedy.
I was waiting for you to put your foot in front of the camera.
No.
Oh,
no.
My God.
I'm sure it happened. They just didn't put it in
the
show.
No, that was if you look at the video, I was wearing sneakers and socks.
Really?
Yes.
Socks? I didn't know you owned those.
Yes, I do. Oh, yeah. I'm wearing them right now.
Yeah. Mm. Remember, he folds them weird. He doesn't like roll them up in a ball or like
right.
anything
right.
like that. He lays them flat on top
flat.
Of one another.
Exactly, right. Mm, and you fold
weird.
It gently over and you place it nicely
gently.
In your drawer.
Oh, the fucking shit. Socks.
Who has time to do
get
that?
Rid-
no, when you ball them up, then you have one fucking sock that comes down your goddamn calf like every 15 seconds.
Get ankle
down
socks.
Your calf.
Yeah. I have ankle socks. I don't know.
What are you wearing?
You can't
like-
ball those either.
Socks up to
you
your
can?
Knees?
No, the regular,
yeah,
you know.
What are you wearing? You a tennis player from the 70s?
Oh, I'm getting the same fucking aneurysm. I'm getting Forrest Whitaker out with you. Swear to God, good luck to your boyfriend.
It's so right. easy.
Too much on AJ. All right, Rainbow. You got to yell out Rainbow. That's the safe
Rainbow.
Word.
No, I think Forrest Whitaker eye says it.
Yeah, Rainbow.
When the eye starts to twitch and go halfway, like, ugh.
Pam won the hot dog eating contest.
Was that a shock at all?
No, it wasn't. I knew
no.
it. I didn't even really try.
You really won the last one.
I did.
Yeah.
I know. I was
Pam
just
won
trying...
just because she got to eat a fucking hot dog on her diet.
Yeah.
I love the diet. I already lost 10 pounds, but it felt real good to eat that hot dog.
Yeah, and that's what diets are about. You know, it's not about suffering.
Right.
It's about losing weight.
Mm-hmm. I lost it.
Right.
Yeah.
You lost it, huh?
Yeah.
And you found it.
Yeah. You lost it, found it.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what I've been doing my whole life. You
right.
lose, you find, you lose, you
exactly.
find.
Exactly, right. Look, I lost it.
Keeps
look,
you on
I
your toes.
It. Look, I lost it. Look,
that's the best, eating back up to that weight.
Can you imagine being an actor, like when they tell you have to put on weight for this role?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Really? I'm
that
hitting
would be
every
the best.
I'm hitting every fast food on the way over and then every ice cream place on the way back.
Oh.
Yeah. I had that moment Sunday. I fell off.
Oh, yeah.
And so it started with lunch. We went to a local restaurant. I had veal parm.
Nice.
Pasta.
Uh-huh.
Piece of carrot cake.
Man, you fell hard.
Then I wasn't done, and I went to Zoe's and had a half a large pizza.
That's my favorite part.
Really?
Oh, my God.
See, that, when you go out, that's what happens. You're like, well, fuck it. If I'm paying for it, I'm getting the shit that I want.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's the trick for me. It's like, if I force myself to make the food for myself, it'll be better. Like, because now I see everything that's going into it.
Right.
I'm like, you know what? Now I can control this.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, as you're cooking it. It's easier. It's easier for me to do it that way. But when you go out, fuck it, man.
It's like, do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, you're going to spend your money.
Yeah, I ate the veal parm in the cake, and I'm like, well, shit, I'm already bad today, so fuck it. Let's be really fucking crazy.
No one goes out to have a salad and water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can do that shit at home.
So that was Sunday, and then tonight, I'm not going to be good.
Right.
And then Saturday, probably not going to be good.
Yeah. And then Sunday, you can't be good.
Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday.
There's no reason.
You can have Purge Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be good tonight. I'm gonna be good tomorrow because I know that the Super Bowl's coming. And like, who's gonna be sitting there eating like the fucking, you know, dry popcorn and like all the fucking like lower
celery sticks.
See, all the celery sticks off the wing platter. Fuck that.
It's not fun. Why hold yourself back on a fun day?
I'm not gonna enjoy myself. That's exactly right.
You're gonna be miserable.
Right. You know, it's funny because we were talking about all this food. Someone sent me a video that some place that makes buckets of meatballs to your order. Like, they'll make like meatballs like out of veal, out of filet mignon, out of whatever. And there's
breaking news today.
And there's like these meatballs.
Send this link to me.
They make you buckets of meatballs, and they pour the sauce and the cheese, and you get a fucking bucket.
This
of
is
meatballs.
Connecticut?
I don't know where. I think it's New York City.
I don't give a shit. I'm going.
We have to do a road trip.
And if we do a road trip, I also saw there's this place in New York City that they do cookie dough, like it's safe to eat cookie dough, and they scoop it up like it's ice cream and put it in an ice cream cone.
Get the fuck
I
out
I swear
here.
To God. Thank I've been the seeing the video all day, yesterday and today, and it's like, I have to go.
Bucket of meatballs and cookie dough for dessert.
Yeah, we have to do it.
Yeah, and we pitched this, we were talking about an eating show on the air.
Yes.
Like Italian Fest and Polish Fest and barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And Keith thought it might be a good idea to do something where we go out to dinner once a month, bring a bunch of the tribe with us, go to a different restaurant, try a different restaurant each month.
Right.
I love it.
Works for me.
Can we start like...
Let's go to Bucket of Balls.
Bucket of Balls.
Bucket of Balls.
Yeah. I love to eat. Yep. A lot of good restaurants in Connecticut. Let's do it. Oh, this is it? What is
this? Oh, they have their own song and everything?
They're showing a bucket full of meatballs. Four people eating out of the bucket.
What is that thing? Oh, they're laughing. They're having a great day.
Those meatballs. Make people happy.
The meatballs being made. Some breadcrumbs, some cheese. Oregano, onions.
Look at them.
Yeah, it's a bald guy. Maximum quantities.
That's for me.
That's what we want. Maximum quantities.
I think one of the preferred ones is like this one like bacon and pepperoni in the meatballs.
Why isn't there a meatball place here?
I heard there is in New Haven, but I don't know if it's like this. I heard it's called, I think it's the Meatball House in New Haven.
I think it's closed. Jennifer told me about it. She said she was going to bring me, and then she said it was closed.
Now, so somebody needs to open one.
She might have wrong information, but why wouldn't there be a meatball place in Connecticut?
We need our own bucket of balls.
I don't know.
You want to say that a few more times? Because I didn't hear it the first three times.
Seriously? Bucket of balls.
Yeah. Bucket of balls.
Oh, you're right. It is closed.
Yeah.
GD.
How do you not? I don't know. Maybe it's just New Haven.
My fault because I never went.
Weight Watchers next door?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, we did our Super Bowl predictions.
Yes, we did. Falcons all the way.
Yeah.
You said Falcons too, Chaz.
I'm going to go with the Falcons.
I'm surprised by that,
actually. We are the dark side. We are the dark side.
I'd like the Falcons. I don't really care. Like, either way, it'll be fine. I can't pick one. I'm undecisive.
Here's my thought, okay? The Patriots have won so many, and blah, blah, blah. The Falcons is their first friggin' time. I think it's a nice story that they worked so hard,
and they win the Super Bowl.
I think it's a time. It's their time now.
Yeah, I don't care either way. I'd like to see the history. I'd also like to see the Falcons win because they haven't won.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, fuck it. Which is going to be funnier Monday morning?
Right.
Keith having an aneurysm
right.
will be hysterical.
Of course,
so that's why I'm going with the Falcons.
Exactly. Really and all the criers out there. Mm-hmm. You know, they ain't us good, they ain't us. You know,
oh, right. Yeah. They think it's bad with Trump. Holy yeah. shit.
They're exactly.
gonna, oh, God,
they're
going to
have an aneurysm with this.
Seriously.
I do like also seeing that list of teams that have never won shrink. So you got like the Vikings have been around forever. They've never won.
Oh, really?
Right.
The Eagles have never won. The Cardinals have never won. Like, it'd be great to just like see another team
another
just
one
come
get,
off.
Yeah. Yeah, because, yeah, you know, like Brady's always going to be, Brady. You know, in that conversation of best quarterback ever, no matter what happens
yep.
Sunday.
Yeah. And he's young enough. He'll win another one. So next year.
He's not that young for a quarterback, though. For a quarterback, he's actually old, but he plays like a younger guy.
Exactly. So he's still got some years on him. Let the Falcons have this one.
I should actually root for the Patriots because now that I think about it, I rooted for them the two times they were in the Super Bowl and
against
lost
the Giants.
To the Giants.
Lost. That's right. That's right. You're the kiss of death.
I saw that fucking helmet catch.
Yeah.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here. As soon as you see something like that, you know, like, it's like, all right, God wants the Giants to win.
Right.
That's the most ridiculous catch. Momentum change. Yep. Giants win.
Yeah. All right, so you kiss of death. That works.
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah.
Patriots.
Well, look at the Cowboys. Right. 20 years.
Right, and they really strung out in that one.
So we're going to Orange Ale House. We're going to have a good time. We hope you guys come out.
Yeah, please do.
4 to 6. Pam's coming out.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. We might repeat the hot dog challenge.
We might.
Yeah.
Without a timer.
Exactly.
We'll just eat hot dogs and see how many.
Right.
Why not?
Yeah.
Right.
Phil's coming by.
I will be there.
You bringing Amanda by?
Yes, we
Excellent.
Will be there.
Excellent.
And Abda.
Jennifer's coming. AJ will be there.
Me and my left hand, yep.
Because his right hand's holding a hot dog.
Exactly.
Come on, Pam.
Ah, got it.
So the left hand's not
Which
holding a hot dog.
Which hot dog is
then?
It, though? Is it? Yeah, never
right.
mind.
Exactly. Hot All dog right. right hand, hot dog left hand.
Yep.
About me coming on Sunday? Yeah.
Yeah. 55-inch TV. Someone's going to win that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can I put in a fake name?
Oh, we should mention that Brian from Fairfield will be down there, so you know who the loud, obnoxious, hairy man running around is, the demented Sammy Hagar.
If you see a guy who looks like Sammy Hagar, who ate David Lee Roth.
An escaped mental patient, yeah.
And
a bad
just
Santa.
Can't stand still.
Not at all, no.
Constantly obnoxious.
Like yes. he's running on an invisible treadmill.
Yeah, it's
right.
really weird.
Yeah.
Like on hot coals.
That's Brian.
Times.
Yeah, he's on hot coals.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That's Brian from Fairfield.
Yeah, you can't miss him.
You got to finish your bet with Dave. We got to figure out what's going to happen.
Right.
So is it between you and Dave? Because I wasn't
felt like
quite
it was
understanding.
Me and AJ against
right.
Dave.
Against Dave. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're right, because you guys both picked Falcons.
Right.
Right.
Gotcha.
So AJ and I will have to do something embarrassing. Dave's a welcher.
Oh, goody.
He is.
I love him. You know, great guy, but he's a fucking welcher.
He paid one bet on the air to Pam and tries to make it like he's paid every fucking debt he's ever owed.
Oh, yeah.
He came
great.
In here after the show. I was like, where's my $50? He's like, I don't owe you $50. I go, no, you do, motherfucker. I was like, no one is fucking paid at the beginning of the season, yeah. and this is the shit that happens. Everyone's like, oh, I thought that was a joke. Go fuck yourself. You owe $50. You
Pay
fucking
it.
Bring the $50 on Sunday. Motherfucker.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's going to happen. He's not going to show up on Sunday.
No, he's not.
No. As soon as I heard him say, are you going to be there Sunday? He's saying it in that voice like, this isn't going to happen, but I'm saying it's going to happen. Mm. Yeah.
Fucking Don from Long Island lives in another state. His money is in my hand. I have it.
His
I have Tom
in.
G's money.
Almost all of mine, right? 40?
No, you're good.
I'm good.
We're good.
Jennifer's good.
Jennifer's good. She left 50 in the birthday card that she
but
gave me.
But you took your birthday money
no.
that she gave you
Stop
and
it.
You used it
That is
for...
not a gift. That yeah. is the payment for the league.
Okay.
Stop it.
All right.
Too many gifts back and forth.
Who else hasn't paid? Has AJ paid?
AJ gave me $20, and then the remaining $30 I put in
AJ's
for
on the installment
plunge.
Plan.
Yeah, no, I'm up.
No,
oh,
he's good. He's,
oh, you're
he's,
good.
Yeah, we yeah. wiped it out. So.
But yeah, it was a kind of installment plan, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm paid.
Pam right. has given $0.
Really, Pam?
Yeah.
She's like, disappeared.
I know, I'm hiding under
I noticed
behind this printer.
Yeah, you're hiding
well,
behind
maybe
the
you'll
mic.
Forget I'm yeah. here.
No,
here.
I haven't forggotten. And Keith
bucks.
Has given
the
$0.
Paycheck. They come
Keith,
and go.
Keith is
quick.
Not going
to
pay.
So I know that because I can't go to Keith and be like, well, did fucking Pam pay? No, then I'm not fucking paying. So until I get
so
money from Pam.
So tell him that I paid, just
no.
as a joke.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
Well, I'm not paying until the boss pays, obviously.
No, that's
you
bullshit.
You always follow what the so boss does.
Right.
At some point, this money is going to the winner, and you guys have to deal with that shit. So you can either pay or you can deal with that shit.
Well, I don't
And I promise I will not be as annoying as the person who won.
Or deal with God someday.
I just want to not pay just to see.
Just to have him
what?
Be.
It's going
to
be bad for
nuts.
You. It's going to be bad.
I'm kind of interested because I like making him mad. It's very entertaining.
You excel at it.
Yeah, we've all been pretty good at it this week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Well, what?
What?
I missed it. You have a little side comment?
Not everybody. Did I piss him off too? That was a joke. Okay.
All right.
All right, guys. It's Jennifer the joke.
To cover up.
I guess we did. I just left it hanging just to see what would happen.
Yeah, just because you don't laugh doesn't mean you Jennifer'd the joke.
Right.
It just means the joke wasn't funny.
They're always funny.
All right, what else? Anything else? Anyone have anything?
I'm freaking starving from watching people eat hot dogs.
I said there's a hot dog that no one touched out there that you can have, and I even offered to give it to you.
Yeah.
Hand delivered.
But I know the second I reach for it, it's gone.
And you didn't eat any of the strawberries when the strawberries came in.
Nah. I'm not, you know, ooh, hot dog.
Yeah, it, AJ.
Yeah, I'm good. I can wait.
So don't worry.
Why? Because it's next to the half eaten hot dog
exactly,
that Pam
yeah.
started, the second one, which was not
I
part of the competition.
It to him before,
oh,
yeah.
You know what else? Oh, another reason why? Because I had to throw out the cup that had friggin' a half a chewed hot dog in it.
Yeah, from Lindsay.
She didn't even eat the friggin' thing of that one hot dog.
She threw it into a cup and they put it down. I'm like, I get rid of cups to clean up because, you know, I'm always doing it at the end of the show. And I find, like, well, who the hell put, like, it looked like puke. Like, who put half a hot dog in here?
Yeah, it's like what a little mama bird does.
Exactly.
Chews up the food, spits it in the baby's mouth.
Exactly. It was curd.
Yeah. Ugh.
Have you ever heard of the mothers that feed their babies that way?
Yes, Alicia Silverstone does it.
Yeah,
it's like a real thing. It's like a movement.
Really?
It's like a
crazy.
Yeah, they
chew it up and then feed the baby.
Yeah, like hyper hipster way to feed your kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
She posted a video online. It's fucking disgusting.
Alicia Silverstone. Silverstone.
How old is this?
Be such
video.
A
maybe
like
years?
four years.
Yeah, she's so hot looking. How should be such a pig?
It's not a pig.
It's just weird. It's
gross.
Super fucking weird.
It's gross. Sorry, that's extreme.
If I'm her kid, though, I don't mind.
But here's the thing, is because you have no frame of reference to know that, like, that's not how you eat food.
Trust
like, there's
me.
No other way to eat food except for this way because you're a kid. This is all you've been taught.
Yeah, right. Trust me, when it comes to cookie time in kindergarten, and the kid's going to wonder why the teacher's not eating cookies and, like, spitting into his mouth.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting when that kid gets married.
Especially when you go to a restaurant.
Put it over by the mic.
Silverstone's practice of pre-chewing her son's food, feeding it to him like a mama bird.
So
the video went viral, sparked all kinds of debate online, and ABC's Lindsay Davis is here now with what Silverstone had to say about all of it.
Something about the story just leaves.
She said, "Blah." Oh my God, they made it funny on Good Morning America.
It's like ABC gum, already been chewed.
Pre-chewing.
Chewing food, but the
coolest
star isn't backing down from the practice known as
all right,
I'm good.
Yeah, I want
to
eat later.
I'm gonna go out and eat. I'm hungry.
Nice.
I'm gonna chew up my food, spit it out, and then
feed it to Jennifer.
Feed it to myself. Why not? That's the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
I'm grossed out now. Thank you.
Yeah, Pam's over there. I gotta spit it on the plate and then dump it in from the plate.
And then you eat it back up with a fork or your fingers?
No, I dump it from the plate.
So you chew.
It's the worst ending
ever.
Spin it
into the plate.
Leaving this. Don't even ask me to cut this out.
This has
got to
be cut out.
No.
Come on.
Staying in.
All right.
See ya.
I'm going to do that Sunday for 2 hours from 4 to 6. I'll be chewing hot dogs, spitting them out on a plate, and then dumping the contents of the plate into my mouth.
I'll be the guy who's turning green next to him.
All right. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye.
Pam's over there.
Yeah.
Phil's I was going to say on the phone, but he's right over there.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.